Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari and Jaguar, switching four lanes on top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam what? In the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dog that's locked in the thing. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on.
Across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up.
RJ Bell is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel. The only place in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Visit sportsbetri.com. It's only a matter of time before every state out there starts putting things together for sports wagering. RJ, how are you, bud?
Hey. Hey, guys. You know, I would guess over under 5 years is probably 30 states legal.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's a high number. Who do you think the holdouts will be? Who's not going to make it legal?
I think it's going to be a socially conservative state, like a Utah.
Yeah.
I think would be the last state.
Right.
And even like a place like Texas.
Portland.
Well, no.
I don't know, man. They like football in Texas.
Yeah, you're right. But that's the catch 22, right? They love football, but it's socially conservative. But listen, I think soon enough, like you said, you're going to have a choice. If you love football betting or whatever, and you live in a state that doesn't have it, that's going to eventually be something people decide. Hey, I'm not moving to state X because they don't have gambling.
Yeah, maybe.
RJ, what happened in the Super Contest? I saw you had some picks that you put out there, and you were fading those, or you were fading what you thought the leader was going to do, so
yeah.
Those weren't the picks you would actually
little
bet.
Contrarian strategy there? Is that
some
what that
contrarian
is?
Contrarian stuff in case he was right you wanted or wrong, you wanted to be right. What happened? What happened?
Yeah, so entering the last week, we were down two games from the leader. So five picks, two games, that's tough to make up, right?
Yes.
So if you just randomly pick your five best games, in theory, you're going to be on some of the same games as the guy up two on us. And that is like a dead game at that point. You can't gain ground. So we just went with the opposite. We hated these picks, right? Like we took the Saints laying 8.5. Well, the Saints were only laying 7 come Sunday or you know, come the weekend. But we figure, hey, yeah, we're losing a little bit on line value. But even if these picks are 45% picks, we'd rather a 45% pick that went contrary to the opponent than a 70% pick or 100% pick that was the same as the opponent. Now, unfortunately, those contrary picks went 0-5 the last week.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But it did max the chance. And remember, there was no second place or third place money.
All or nothing.
It's all or nothing, 640K. So for us, we did max the chance of winning. It just went the way you would expect. Those 45% picks did not win.
But you took a shot.
Hey,
that's
listen,
what it takes.
We had 5 picks a week for 17 weeks, and before the last week hit 65%. That is a, quite frankly, a once every 20-year occurrence. It was a heck of a year.
Awesome. Sorry. Well, what are you thinking about this weekend's games? I could tell you that in our picks, I took the Texans. We had it at -1 earlier today.
I'll be honest, that's a sharp pick in that most people, you know, pros versus Joes, the Joes are on the Colts.
Who's the drunk baby in this one?
Andrew Luck. Oh, in Houston, obviously losing their number 2 receiver twice and winning a lot of close games. But here's the thing. You got to ask yourself, are the Colts the 9-1 team that last 10 games? Or the Colts, the 16 games. Because if you wanted somehow arbitrarily say, well, no, let's just count the last 10. Well, the Colts are the best team in the NFL the last 10. I think the Saints would be second. I just don't think you discount the first six games totally, right? And I also think the following. Running quarterbacks are much, much more effective in the playoffs. And here's why. They're more willing to run. I think we all agree, if you have a very athletic quarterback like Deshaun Watson, running the ball is mighty effective with a quarterback like that, him running it. Okay. But you can't keep running in an NFL season and survive. But if you've only got a couple of playoff games, so Aaron Rodgers used to run a lot more in the playoffs. Russell Wilson runs more in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Deshaun Watson is going to run more, and I think he's going to be mighty effective doing it.
So based on what you're saying, I went with Seattle and Russ Wilson, especially the way he's been throwing the ball at the end of the year, on the road in Dallas, and they're getting a point and a half.
Yeah, see, I agree with that factor points to Seattle, but I like Dallas here.
Oh, square.
Make the case. You're not talking to me.
No, Zoe. He's got big blockhead. He's the squares to the square.
And let me ask him, make the case that Seattle is clearly the better team. Because if the home field is three, which it is, and Dallas has been exceptional at home this year.
I think Dallas is pretty good against the sit-and-duck defenses. I think Pete's going to roll the dice and go get this kid. And okay. I think they can run the ball with Carson.
Dallas has a really good rush defense, man. Woo. All right, so let me ask you this question. What is the best win the Seattle's had on the road this year?
That's a good question.
They beat Arizona.
That's not a good win.
They stink.
Detroit.
They suck.
Well, they're well.
How about East? Didn't they go to Atlanta? Or
no, and they beat Carolina.
Carolina.
When they were in the middle of a seven-game losing streak.
Okay.
So it's like, so tell us, you're betting your money on Seattle. What's their best road win? Well, they beat a team that had was in the middle of losing seven straight.
I just can't pick Dallas with their coach. I just can't do it.
Okay.
You have a reason. It's a horrible one.
It's a horrible reason.
So you're saying if I offered you Dallas.
I bet with my heart.
If I offered you Dallas plus 7 points, you wouldn't play it.
Oh, I'd play that.
All right, RJ, let's stick with that game for a second. The total, I believe, is 43.5.
43.5.
I mean, based on what these teams have put up numbers wise the last few weeks, it seems like they could blow over that under.
Yeah, you know, I hear you. Just remember, the NFL playoffs gets conservative.
Yeah.
Now, Carroll, not as much, I think. You're right there.
Yeah.
And 43 is a low number, though, right? Back in the day, 43-44 was actually slightly above average.
I'm not square yet.
He's square.
Hold on.
He's building up.
Is it sharp or square? Is it neither?
I don't really. To me, anytime you bet the over, you're probably with Freddie Fanny Pack, right?
That's
because
square.
Think about this. This will be the last thing I'll say on the total is betting an under is painful because you can never win before the game's over. Right. And you're always rooting for weird stuff. OK, yeah, I hope the team's on their five. I hope they get four first downs and then have to punt. It's like,
that's true. Know,
and betting the over is fun. You're rooting for points.
You're right. Betting the under sucks.
And that's why that if you just blindly bet the under, you're going to win about 51% of the time. You're giving up a tax
on
betting the over.
God, okay. We suck.
All right. We
see him laugh at Tom's pick.
But here's the thing. You're great radio, guys.
Oh, well, that's what we try.
That's why we're done in Vegas.
What is Tom's pick this week?
Yeah, what's Tom's stupid
pick? Oh, he went with the Chargers game.
Oh,
which
over.
One was it?
Chargers-Ravens.
Chargers-Ravens, he went over.
Ooh, over 42.
41 and a half is where he got it. So.
Okay, line shopping. Okay, I don't like that at all. And here's why.
That's all we care about.
That's got 21-10 written all over it.
I mean, I don't know if you got. I remember on the Flintstones when I was a kid. Is one time there was a Fred was playing in a rock band.
Yeah,
and they started spreading the word, a whisper campaign that Fred was square, and they had an example of him of one of the girls going in a square with his finger. So if you could see me right now, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Just a square. Oh,
L7 Weedy.
We've got square and sharp graphics all over our simulcast here. NBC Sports people have really done it up. So
here's what I would say about this game. And this is probably the key factor of the week, in my opinion, of any game. The Chargers being the first team to get a second crack at the quarterback, at Lamar Jackson for Baltimore, is the biggest factor. Because you guys, as football fans, know in college football, the biggest aberrations you'll see is when an option team plays a team that never faces an option team. And oftentimes, an Army, for example, against Oklahoma was a good example this year. You have some really weird results because they just don't know how to defend this quirky offense. Well, now, obviously, Baltimore's playing a very quirky offense. That's their style now with Lamar Jackson. If you have a second game against them within 6 weeks, boy, is that a huge advantage. And you can get three now. You're telling me Baltimore is an equal team to the Chargers? And by the way, the Chargers are the best road team in the NFL.
7-1.
They have beat Seattle on the road, Pittsburgh on the road, and Kansas City on the road. Compare those wins to Seattle. And oh, by the way, I'm getting three. With Seattle, you're only getting one and a half.
Right.
Love the Chargers.
RJ, I know you've mentioned to us before look-ahead lines in the NFL. What happens in a week like this where the next week of games, it's not determined yet? Do look-ahead lines exist for particular matchups, or is that not a thing?
No, there isn't, unless it's like, oh, wow, this is such a big matchup. So let's say Kansas City and the Patriots are both in the divisional round. They'll sometimes put a hypothetical line saying, if these two teams meet, you can bet it now, and it's Kansas City 3.5 or whatever. But that's very rare in the NFL.
All right, RJ. We
appreciate it, RJ.
Looking forward to talking to you next week again as we'll finally know who the Patriots are playing.
Enjoy the games, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks. You too. RJ Bell from Vegas. RJ in Vegas. On Twitter, pregame.com. He's the CEO and founder of that website, pregame.com. Check it out. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on.
All right, so what do you have?
Y'all took the bait. Y'all did. I didn't.
In other words,
on what?
Mr. Mouthpiece, Steph Curry, was that about a month ago?
I don't really think we were. We landed on the moon.
Y'all be like, oh, he's so stupid. No, it's a marketing ploy. Because guess what Steph Curry did last night? Wake up today and I see this tweet from Sports Illustrated. Steph busts out the new quote-unquote moon landings tonight with the little emoji of the moon and a little rocket ship via at NBA Kicks. So his new shoe must have just been developed, you know, produced and sold within the last 2 weeks. Because I guess you can really put a shoe together that quickly, right? This has been in the works for a while. And you dummies all bought it. Y'all bought it. Oh, he's not. He's just trying to be an outward thinker and trying to stir. No, he's trying to do it to sell shoes. Hey, Celtics, get your ass in gear. Let's go. This team could be beat.
So you think
you got
this
Kevin Durant running his mouth this past week that you can't recruit me any harder. I can't be recruited anymore than I've ever been recruited. I want this team to go down. I do.
Okay, one thing at a time. You think it was a long con from Steph Curry and the shoe company?
Disagree.
100% disagree.
Do you think they put this together in 2 weeks?
What together? Can you go buy them right now?
No, but why would that even matter? You can get a pair of custom-made shoes if you are Steph Curry in about 6 minutes.
Get a prototype. You get a prototype, man.
Prototype. It's just a shoe that has moons printed on it.
That's all it is. I just went up my keister today. Like he's going to market the hell out of this dumb statement.
So you can go to Nike's website, and I'm sure other shoes now do it too. You can order a custom-made shoes that will be delivered to your house in like 10 days.
Right, because I have big feet, and they're wide, and sometimes I have to custom.
I've done it. I've ordered them from Nike. It takes like a week, 2 weeks, whatever.
Beetle Walker. Nice. This just pissed me off.
Quick.
This guy's going to make money off a damn dumb statement. That's
Steph
all.
Curry is wearing the moon landing sneakers against the Houston Rockets, and the Curry Sixes will be auctioned off next week on eBay to benefit STEM education programs for kids in the Bay Area.
Oh, look at that. Where now not only is he not denying the moon landing, he's now going out and, you know, supporting education.
Yeah, what athlete doesn't?
And specifically science and technology education.
Thumbs up for that, too. Yeah, thumbs up.
Yep.
Get smarter.
So just on the right, you think he was joking the whole time?
I think he was, yeah. I do.
No chance.
None.
I guess that he's... I want this team to go down bad. I just do. I don't like anything about Golden State. I don't like the coach. I don't like the players. I kind of like Draymond Green, though. Now you got Boogie Cousins getting healthy. I want this team to go down. I'm just, it bugs you because the Celtics aren't right yet. I'm like, this could be the year. This could be the year where it all, maybe all these egos clash once it gets prime time. Come March, April, May. That's all.
Okay.
A little basketball take.
Yeah, I disagree with it.
Okay. Good for you.
Happy Tony Maserati has put up his Hall of Fame ballot.
Oh, great.
It's excellent.
So he, that means he has Bonds and...
it might be perfect. First ballot candidates that receive votes from Tony Maserati.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G. Mo Rivera.
Yep.
Roy Halladay. And Maz has his justification for each guy writing that Roy Halladay, during a 10-year run,
yep,
he was the most dominant starter in the game.
Against the Roids.
From 2002 until 2011... Halladay ranked first in the majors in wins, win percentage, second in innings pitched, second in ERA, and fourth in strikeouts. He won 20 games three times in that span. He won a Cy Young Award twice, once in each league in that span. He writes, was it the longest career? No. But guys like Craig Biggio had long careers and shouldn't be in. I'll take the guys like Roy Halladay over Biggio any day of the week. I mean, what a paragraph. Just so succinctly tells the rest of the idiots that vote on this how stupid they are. Returning candidates that get votes from Maz. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and who did we say? If you're voting for those two guys, you should probably be voting for this guy too. Manny Ramirez gets a vote from Maz. And then Edgar Martinez. Maz has been a... voice on Edgar Martinez for a very long time. This has been one of his things that he has really...
That's a perfect ballot.
...been harping on for years.
More so than even Bonds and Clemens. Obviously, you've watched Clemens a ton, and you saw a different transformation in Clemens, but you were the eyewitness to Manny Ramirez. Like, Manny was probably the greatest right-handed hitter I've seen in my time. And I know Barry Bonds was here, and Barry's a different hitter. But Manny Ramirez and that David Ortiz combination, that 3-4 combination, I don't know if we'll ever see anything like it around here. I know it was pretty good this year, but it ain't nothing like what we saw when those two guys were in their prime. Manny should be in. I don't care if he's pregnant.
He might be. His grandmother may have died again, too. Doesn't I mean, matter. There's a lot of wacky stuff with him.
May have defecated somewhere. Just doesn't matter. He's a Hall of Famer. There's hotel stuff talk. We're not going to.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you're like under the.
You want to tell that story?
Under the Green
nope.
Monster.
Nope.
You want to tell that story? If we're going to the rumor mill.
Huh. You have an accident.
City was Seattle, wasn't it?
Do you have an accident?
I think
I'm not. I listen.
Maybe,
I
didn't make it to the bathroom.
Confirm nor deny any of these these rumors.
Oh man, the stories with this guy though. But when it was time to hit, the guy could hit.
Oh, could he ever? I mean, the smoothest.
You know what I want to do? We should do for the next half hour is have Billy Laney and come in here and just emulate a swing.
With a wiffle ball bat.
With a wiffle ball bat.
It's a thing of beauty.
He's got the swing down.
It is a thing of beauty.
No, so Maz voted Halladay over Schilling, huh?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
No, not even close.
I mean,
Halladay never won anything.
What?
Halladay never won anything.
Right, but the numbers against
a lot of guys in Hall of Fame never won anything.
Yeah, but he wasn't. The guys that didn't win anything need to be extremely, extremely good.
Says who?
Says me. I'm saying my opinion.
I mean, you got Baines going in.
I mean, there's a long track record of guys in the Hall of Fame.
So
who
Baines
never
doesn't
won
deserve to be in either. Okay. So you're saying Baines deserves to be in?
No.
No, of course not.
There's a lot of deserving Hall of Famers that have never won. Plenty of them. Halladay is
I wouldn't consider Halladay one of them. 200 wins? No. Not enough.
Again, because you're someone who likes to how long did he play for? Where Maz gives you look at this dominant, ridiculous decade where he was clearly undoubtedly one of the best, if not the best pitcher in the game. I mean, that to me is more valuable than how many wins did you rack up, how many total. And the win stat sucks anyway. I mean, yeah, he won 20 games three times. That's not the most impressive thing about Roy Halladay in that 10-year span. So, if I had to pick between the two, I'd pick both. I'm a yes on Schilling anyway, though. because I think you can value winning, but I don't think you can hold it. This is a sport where for some players, you can give them the credit for winning because they were a big part of the reason why. But when a team doesn't win and it wasn't necessarily one particular player's fault, I don't know that you can hold it against
them. Especially a starter that only gets the ball once every five games or once or twice during a seven-game series. It's not too much to ask, but in the case of Roy Halladay, I would not hold it against him and keep him out of the Hall. Is that the only reason why you're keeping him out, Jim? Because he didn't win?
Had he won one World Series,
would he go in?
One, be close. Depends how he did in the playoffs, though, too.
Well, Schilling's got what, two?
Yeah. Schilling.
Two.
Was he?
Arizona in here.
Was he on the roster in 07?
Yeah, he's three.
Yeah.
Three, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weigh-in ring.
I'm glad guys are coming around, though. But Schilling
in Arizona and here, especially so in Arizona, that series, him and Randy Johnson just took the thing over. Mm-hmm. I mean, they won because they had that guy.
Yes.
Right? Like, he gets the credit for that. Sorry.
No, but for Bonds and Clemens and Manny, especially Bonds, as much as we just look at him and, you know, you kind of roll your eyes, how do you have a Baseball Hall of Fame with not your home, without the guy who hit more home runs than anyone else? I mean, it was part of the era. It was part of what was going on. And unless you're just going to essentially ignore that entire thing. I know this is the argument that's been going on
for years and
years. And
Barry Bonds,
I find
him to be detestable. I can't stand Barry Bonds.
Right. But the
Clemens, same category. I mean, I feel a little different about Clemens because of his time in a Red Sox uniform. But I get why people can't stand him either.
Yes. But it's not a hall of likability.
Nope.
And I say, for me, it's not even a hall of like great numbers and stats and things like that. You're talking about famous, celebrated ball players. Barry Bonds, until he wasn't. Roger Clemens, until he wasn't. Manny Ramirez, yes. Those guys, they're all Hall of Famers. Now, unfortunately, that argument works against you when you're thinking about the players of your youth and your childhood. And for me, it was always Jack Morris. That was like, how did Jack Morris not get in until like years and years later? Because to me, that's the prototypical Hall of Fame baseball player,
borderline.
But the numbers don't. I get it for guys who, and it's tough. You know, you have to look at a bunch of different factors when you're limited on your votes. But to me, that was a guy. If you're getting the ball on opening day year after year after year, and you win World Series and you do it for multiple teams, how does that guy?
I also think there's too much reliance on the numbers, and that's getting more out of control than it ever has been.
Well, it's not supposed to be a Hall of ERA or a Hall of Batting Average. Or a hall
right.
of
this is why you
slugging
have votes.
Percentage.
You know, it's not an automatic thing.
Right.
It's not like, oh, you know, you fit into a certain statistical category, you get automatically entered.
Subjective.
It is subjective. That's part of the process. That's part of it. I'd put Halladay in. I certainly would put Bonds and Clemens in. I don't know how you can have a Hall of Fame without those guys.
Would you put Schilling in?
I said, I would. Yeah, okay. I would because I...
Yeah, I mean...
But I think his winning sort of helps him.
I think that more than anything helps him, yeah.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, of course, I go to Roy Halladay's baseball reference page here. Got to the playoffs twice in his career. Once in 2010, that was a Cy Young award-winning year for him in Philadelphia. It's pretty good, right?
Yep.
Winning the Cy Young?
Yeah. Porcello won one.
Usually good. He pitched 250 innings that year. He had an ERA of 2.44. I'd say that's pretty good. He went to the playoffs, and then in his first postseason start, he threw a no-hitter. I'd say that's showing up in the big moment, no? Career ERA in his five playoff starts, 2.37.
That's pretty good.
I'd say that's pretty, pretty good. I'd say that if Roy Halladay's team was losing in the playoffs, it wasn't his fault. And if his teams were not getting to the playoffs more often, I don't know how you put that on one singular guy. Some guys have the opportunity. Some guys don't get the opportunities. Not holding that against Roy Halladay. I won't. And he's not even here anymore. I mean, it's not like...
I had that plane ride.
He did. That he did. Chris is in Weymouth on the Hall of Fame ballot. Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, I agree with you 110% about Roy Halladay. You know, in Pedro Martinez's whole career, he threw 47 complete games. In that 2002 till 2011 stretch, Roy Halladay threw 63. And he also led the league in innings four times. Pedro Martinez never led the league in innings in his whole career.
But you're not saying that Pedro shouldn't be in, right?
No, I'm not saying Pedro should be in. I'm saying they both should be in.
Yeah, no, they should.
Oh, yeah. No, well, thanks for taking my call, guys. I'll leave you with that.
All right, Chris. Good stat. Good statistical work. I don't think you even need it. You just know. If you watched his career, you know. That guy had the ability and was dominant.
That's the one you got to have the numbers in, though. That's just such a statistical-based sport.
I know. You got to make the numbers. You got to pull out all these numbers to prove that to the number people what they just can't see with their own eyes. Okay, all right, fine. You need numbers.
You don't have to go to numbers.
We'll come up with all kinds of numbers for you to tell you what you should already know. That's how I feel about it.
You don't have to go to numbers to tell me Randy Johnson was good, that Halladay was good, that Pettit was good, that Pedro was good, that Schilling was good. I don't need numbers to support.
Jim, are you in or out on Biggio being in the Hall of Fame? In or out on that one?
Out.
Okay, good.
Oh, based on a running joke. Good, not great. Like his restaurant.
He should not be in. Let's go to Brendan, who's in Boston. Brendan.
Hey, fellas. Hey. Dylan Beter, you're the best boys. Heel turn here real quick. Love, not so much the best. Honestly, dude, Halladay not in the Hall of Fame. You say it's not the Hall of ERA. It's not the Hall of Wins either. So don't fall back on the 203 career wins. I mean, they had 16 plus career wins as Pedro Martinez, the guy you just brought up. And Pedro is the most dominant right-handed pitcher I've ever seen in my life. So don't bring that stuff about wins.
Hello?
Like Mike Trout, who's been in the league 7 years.
You're cutting out. We'll put you on hold. I'm not going on the wins. I'm not trotting out the wins. The guy who doesn't want him in wants the wins.
No, I mentioned the wins. Yeah.
He's mad
but
at you?
What he said about Pedro, the most dominant pitcher he's ever seen.
Did Brendan want him in or out?
It sounded like he wanted him in.
I thought he wanted him out. My fault.
He also did this, by the way,
after testing started. So, like, you use the testing. That's not really what he did. He wasn't really in that era. He started really being dominant, like, after the testing started. When the numbers started coming back to earth. Pedro did it during that dominant era.
So A-Rod wasn't using steroids in the 2000s. Manny Ramirez wasn't using steroids.
It wasn't as prevalent. The numbers came back down.
True. Not as prevalent. But still out there. Let's not kid ourselves.
You didn't have the John Jahas of the world hitting 40 home runs.
Let's not kid ourselves into thinking that all of a sudden testing cleaned it up and the best hitters were no longer doing the stuff. They clearly were.
The marginal hitters weren't doing it as much anymore.
Yeah, okay, I guess you're right.
Would you like to just take a little bit of that and just feel like what it felt like to be on that stuff and just be at the peak of your game? It's how dominant you could be, just crushing ball in 500 feet.
And by the way, just because there weren't dominant players, I don't know, Roy Halladay may have been on this stuff. I don't care. I watched. I know
McGuire
how good he was.
Up his kid. His kid was like 6'2", but he's like picking him up with both hands, like, oh, give me a hug, little boy. Just giving him a hug.
Like, you know who my favorite baseball player, favorite athlete of all time is?
Yeah.
It's Griffey.
Yeah.
And there are all these people that want to make the case that, oh, well, he did it clean. How the hell do we know?
You don't know.
And even if he didn't, I don't care. I saw it. I know how good he was. If you watched it, you know what it was. You know what the talent was. Yeah. You should know it about Barry Bonds. You should know it about Roger Clemens.
Prior to Edelman getting busted, wouldn't you assume he's clean? He's just an overachiever type?
In the NFL? I don't assume anybody's clean
in
the
NFL. But you know what I'm saying.
I think everybody's got their hands into something. I think that is a line that a lot of guys in the NFL cross. I do.
Why don't you go line one there?
Who's that? Yeah. Oh, Mabel.
Hi, Mabel.
Big game this weekend, Mabel.
Big Saturday night for you.
Happy New Year, boys. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
A little disappointed, Zoe and Hardy, my buddy, that you guys are going against my boys on Saturday night, and I kind of don't understand it.
I'm not going against them.
I'm going over.
Wait. One at a time. I didn't hear what anybody just said. Say that again.
Jesus.
Jeez, you guys.
Well, when I made my pick, Mabel, when I picked Seattle, I said there's one thing that I can't I can't do.
He's always picking against your team.
I'm picking against your coach.
I know,
your coach.
And
not your team, your coach.
The I know, but it's my team, and after everything we've been through, you're still going against my team. So I hope on Monday morning, when I call in, you will apologize for picking the wrong team.
Apologize!
Apologize
for having a take.
I did not.
I'm not going to apologize for having a take or an opinion, maybe.
I did not, and I did not pick one team or the other. I picked the over in that game, the point total to go over 43.5.
You know, I should do. I should pick all four games.
That's what you should do when you have no idea.
I should apologize
Monday.
Take
the over under
any of the ones I don't get right.
Nobody has any idea.
No, nobody does.
I just can't.
Even the drunk baby. Drunk baby doesn't.
Drunk baby flipping a quarter would be right.
Would you?
Oh, quickly, Brendan's back on.
Hold on. If the drunk baby flipping a quarter was coaching against Garrett, who would win that game? The drunk baby.
Yeah, drunk baby. Yeah.
Drunk baby wouldn't be able to lead him out of the tunnel.
Sorry about that, Brendan. Go ahead.
No, don't worry about it, fellas. I think I lost connection. No, so I agree with you completely. Look, it's not about just one stat. Like I said, it's not the whole ERA, it's not the whole wins. It's the entire body of work. It's what you saw in the field. And I was bringing up the point. I mean, you look at a kid like Mike Trout. Even the best player in the league since he got in the league about 7 years ago. And he hasn't sniffed the playoffs in 4 years. He's been at the bottom of the AOS cellar for about 3 or 4 years now. I mean, it's not about wins. It's probably the one sport in the four major professional sports in the United States that you can't just say, oh, one guy's responsible for not getting wins. It's one person on a 25-man roster, and he only plays as a pitcher once every 5 nights. I mean, come on now. So thank you for taking my call, boys.
All right, Brendan. Appreciate it. He's right. Mike Trout hasn't sniffed the playoffs recently. You going to hold that against him?
No, because he's not a pitcher. A pitcher is responsible for wins.
Mike Trout plays every day. A pitcher plays every five.
And a pitcher has more impact on wins.
There
we go. Roy Halladay has more impact on wins every 5 days than Mike Trout does every 5 days.
Arguably the best positional player in the game has less of an impact on how his team does in a season than a dominant pitcher does? I don't agree with that.
I think he said wins.
On the season. Impact on the season. How the wins.
Yeah, wins.
Wins and losses.
I don't know what war would tell you, but I would say.
I don't need to look at war. I'm telling you that Mike Trout is, I think, probably the best player in the game, right? And he plays every single night. That has more of an impact on wins and losses than a guy who plays every 5 days.
So you would hold it against him then wins.
Why do you do this right now?
So you're saying you would hold wins against Trout because he has more impact on it.
No, I'm not. I'm not holding wins against anybody.
So I'm not holding against him either. Why are you yelling?
Because he's making the point that how do you hold it against Halladay for never winning anything when he did have opportunities in the postseason?
But your point is he's made an impact. Your point is he's one-fifth the player.
Right, but he was
everyday player.
It was good. I don't think that's fair to hold it against Roy Halladay that he didn't win anything. When given the opportunity, he won.
Now, what I think is fair is that when Roy Halladay gets elected to the Hall of Fame, Jim apologizes to Beadle.
Monday.
When she goes. You should apologize.
Apologize.
Nobody's apologizing for Harold Baines getting in either.
Yeah, someone does owe us an apology for that. The whole world needs to be apologized to. Tony La Russa, where is he?
We're going
to
get him next. You said that let's do it next week.
Okay. I said we should do it when Shaughnessy's in.
Yeah.
That's a better idea than to do it on a football Friday.
Let's try and do that. Forth.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What day is he in again next week? Thursday, right?
He's set for Thursday of next week.
Good. Thursday next
week.
Reach out.
I will reach out.
Are we at Warrior again?
No.
Yes.
Yes, next 2 weeks.
And Monday, we're in Foxborough, I just learned today.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for telling everybody that.
It's a weird week.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Most type 2 diabetic clients stop taking insulin by week 3. Others reduce or stop high blood pressure and other medications completely. Awaken180weightloss.com. Check it out. So this is our first fake promo.
Yeah, what happened? It sounded like there was a lot of rejection going on back there.
Well, is it fake promo?
Jim started the day with being angry at Zoe.
Yeah.
And then he got
his problem.
And then he got angry with me. But that's because I was conducting some personal business during the show.
Yeah.
Where are you
Jim woke up and thought Jim's going to be a dick Friday.
And then he got angry with you about Roy Halladay.
Yes.
And then he got angry with me again when we were going over fake promos.
And then a caller, when a caller called in.
But I think we're...
Start yelling at him.
Out of all the things, I think the one thing that's been resolved is the fake promo thing.
Oh, I think
we're good with the fake promo.
I'm good with everything, yeah. It's Friday. We have 5 minutes left of the week. Yeah. We have a full weekend off.
That's a tough work week.
All right. Well, let's get to them then.
It's not fine.
Don't be alarmed, by the way.
Things are not fine.
Here we go.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays.
I think Twitter's kind of fascinating.
Oh, you want to go nuts, too? Like, they blow that call. What a bullshit call. No, Jim, drop that bomb.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We have a new promo intro, outro.
We have new music that I couldn't even understand the promo, because it's like, bang, bang. What is it, Star Wars promos?
I get out.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays.
Whoa, what is that?
It sounds like a song, like something sawing.
Yeah,
well, when we first went through, there was music underneath, like, you know, the middle of it. And that's where
that is just massive confusion.
They weren't put together like the ways the old ones were, had like a beginning and an end. This was just one consistent thing. So we had to kind of...
And Tom's back there, always taking Jim's side. So it was 2-on-1.
Of course he is.
Who put that
together? Maybe we could work with our production people to get us set up with something easy.
I'm sure they'll take it. Nice criticism. Yeah, it's good.
Why don't you go down?
Something they worked hard on.
I just said, no, they could help us get us something different from what it is, like a file that
makes it easier. Why do you always got
to reinvent?
We don't got to reinvent the freaking wheel, okay?
I'll talk to Riley. I know that, you know, he's got a reputation as being...
Just change the music beds.
All right. So, next.
I love it.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays.
Welcome in, Brad Stevens, coach of the Celtics. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Practicing for the first question. We had a practice with somebody else.
So we have McCarthy. We almost gave him the first question.
McCone.
The same. And the difference.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays.
Time now for Dan's Dates with Dan Shaughnessy. This date in history, with it being January 3rd. What do we have today, Dan?
January 3rd, third day of the year.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was like July 14th, and he's like, well, today happens to be day number whatever in the year.
That noise sounds like if you took the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, and that guy's got a root canal, and you take one of those belt sanders.
So hasn't heard one fake promo. All he hears is the intro.
This is a problem. Can we use the old one still?
We can if we want. This is our actual promo that's running on the air now, though.
Well, we might have to.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays.
Face off just after 7 o'clock. Celtics beat the Timberwolves last.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So throwing a metal chair over Hardy's head.
Baby, you get to the point at Warrior that if you get up off your chair, the chair
gets cold.
Will get cold again.
Yeah.
So after our two and a half into it, I wasn't going to get up off the chair because I want the chair to get cold, so I just removed Dan's chair before we did Jonathan. That's all. Just moves it over Hardy.
Yeah.
He picked it up one-handed over his head and just goes, nah, strong like wool.
Final fake promo of the week.
Right. Zolak and Bertrand, middays.
It's a guest, I believe, checking in from Foxborough today, Patriots president Jonathan Kraft with us now.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was so good. Why are you calling, Jonathan? I was told to call.
I was told to call. I'm like, all right, this is not what we were told.
No. It would really just
creep me
out.
There was like a whole thing, but.
The whole confession of his wife, Patty, now being like 1% in on Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a nice, I think she's
I
a.
I should be your favorite.
She's a nice person. She is a very nice person. She just recognizes, you know, nice people.
You ever called her on her birthday to wish her happy birthday?
No. That's weird. You did that?
I did that once.
That's probably why you're not the favorite anymore.
Hey, all right. Let's go Texans, baby.
I was asked to.
Let's go Texans.
Boy, like a little kid getting a call from the Fonz on his birthday?
Pretty much.
My dad did that once. Had Fonzie call me. It was great.
Did she answer? You said, I was asked to call in.
It was his friend from work. It wasn't the boss.
I said, hi.
Still there?
Hi.
Still there?
Hi.
What a treat. A call from
Have Beagle. A great weekend. Felger Mazur next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.